Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 31, 2009. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at last week's conference football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing this Saturday's games. The stage is set for the 2009 PAC Game of the Year this Saturday, as nationally ranked conference co-leaders Thomas More and Washington and Jefferson each remained unbeaten after passing road tests last week. The Saints had a tough time with a stubborn Teal squad before prevailing 28-14. The Presidents had an easier time as W&J used three defensive scores to roll to a 49-7 victory at Westminster. In other PAC action, Geneva improved to 6-1, coming back from a 20-17 fourth quarter deficit to defeat St. Vincent 38-20. Finally, Waynesburg snapped a two-game skid by rolling past Bethany at home 52-13. Grove City had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week honors for the second consecutive week went to Thomas More senior running back Cordario Collier, who rushed for 189 yards and two touchdowns, while also catching eight passes for 109 yards and another score at Teal. Defensive Player of the Week laurels went to W&J's Craig Sedineau, who had nine tackles as well as a 56-yard interception return for a touchdown at Westminster. Freshman kicker John Stork of Waynesburg earned special teams recognition after booting all seven of his extra point attempts along with a career-long 48-yard field goal. Four conference games are scheduled for Halloween afternoon this Saturday, led by the first-place showdown between 7-0 Thomas More and 7-0 Washington and Jefferson at Cameron Stadium in Washington beginning at 1:30 p.m. The two squads met in Kentucky with the league title on the line a year ago, as the Saints held off a late W&J rally to prevail 35-29 and capture their first-ever PAC football title. Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert talks about his team's keys to victory this weekend.
Obviously, I know Cristiani and the staff will have his guys ready. I think Washington Jefferson does a great job of trying to keep you off balance with the run and pass. They're running the ball really well this year with obviously using two different quarterbacks. McAllister and Taylor obviously are really good running backs that run the ball very, very hard. And their offensive line, they're very good. So I know that the key is going to be, in the trenches to be able to stop their run, and obviously not let Bassong get loose and try to contain him on the outside. And for us offensively, we got to be able to run the football.
W&J leads the all-time series with Thomas More 3-1, having won each previous meeting prior to last season. The loser of Saturday's game will remain in contention for a Pool C bid to the Division III playoffs, as the PAC has placed multiple teams in the NCAA postseason twice in the past four seasons. W&J head coach Mike Sirianni previews the matchup.
There's no revenge factor. Obviously, defensively, they're outstanding. They just pressure the quarterback, come with pressure almost every play. We're going to have to control their pressure better than we did last year and better than teams have done. They just get after the quarterback and fill run lanes and really just run to the ball as well as any defense. They on tape, they look like a team that we would play in the second round of the playoffs, even the quarterfinals on defense. They run that well. And offensively, obviously, they get a lot of big plays. They have a lot of veterans. Quarterback and running back are playing very well. We're going to have to eliminate big plays, try to put the pressure on their quarterback.
In other action, 4-3 Waynesburg will look for its second consecutive win as the Yellow Jackets travel to face 2-5 Grove City at Thorne Field at 1:30 p.m. The series has been marked by close games in recent years, including a 23-19 win by the Wolverines a year ago. In the last meeting in Grove City in 2007, Waynesburg spoiled the first night game in Grove City history with a touchdown in the closing seconds to prevail 27-23. 6-1 Geneva will look to continue its winning ways as the Golden Tornadoes host 2-5 Bethany at Reeves Field at 1 p.m. Geneva has controlled the series between the two schools with four consecutive wins, including a 38-23 decision at Bethany a year ago. The Bison have not defeated the Golden Tornadoes since a 15-14 decision back in 1973. Finally, 0-8 St. Vincent travels to Greenville to face 2-5 Teal at Alumni Stadium, with kickoff set for 1:30 p.m. This will be the first trip to Greenville for the Bearcats since the birth of St. Vincent football 3 years ago, as the last two meetings took place in Latrobe, including last year's 36-22 Tomcat victory. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC football news, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. At the website, you can also sign up to follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. I'm Joe Onderko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.